Testimony began yesterday in Unalaska in the trial of two men accused of beating a coworker to death outside a bunkhouse in 2012. KUCB's Annie Ropeek has more.
Leonardo Bungalto Jr. and Denison Soraya are charged with second-degree murder and first-degree assault in the death of Jonathan Adams almost 3 years ago. All three men were seafood processors at Bering Fisheries at the time, living in bunkhouses in Unalaska. A 15-person jury heard opening arguments at the city courthouse Wednesday morning. State Prosecutor James Fayette argued that Bungalto and Soraya woke Adams up to start a fight over, quote, petty bunkhouse things. Fayette said it turned into a, quote, beating that left the 55-year-old Adams dead. Fayette's main witness also began her testimony Wednesday. 25-year-old Morgan Mahalik called police about the fight back in February 2012. Mahalik described Bungalto as the primary aggressor. She said she was driving past when she saw Bungalto knock Adams out with a punch on the steps of his bunkhouse, then kick him again once he was down. Mahalik said Adams was face down on the stairs with his neck at an odd angle as she called police. Adams was pronounced dead at the local clinic a short time later. Mahalik was on the verge of tears for most of her testimony on Wednesday, calling the memory of the fight traumatic. Defense attorneys, meanwhile, argued that Bungalto and Soraya didn't mean to cause Adams' death, as the charges allege. Soraya's attorney, Paul Maslakowski, says Adams instigated what was a common fist fight between three men who'd been drinking. Bungalto's attorney, James Ferguson, called Adams' death an accident. In his opening arguments, he said, quote, "Getting in a fight where someone died and that's not what you wanted, that's an unfortunate tragedy." The jury also heard testimony from the police dispatcher who answered Mahalik's call and heard tape of the call and saw pictures of Adams' injury and his bunkhouse. Interpreters were on hand to translate the proceedings into Tagalog for Bungalto, who's 36, and Soraya, who's 42. The men didn't speak, but appeared slightly emotional as testimony wound down. The trial will continue through the week. Next, attorneys plan to have Mahalik, the witness, show how the fight happened using live volunteers in the courtroom. In Unalaska, I'm Annie Ropeek.